This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says she raised about $5.8 million for her reelection campaign over the past 3 months. McCaskill, who's being challenged by Republican Congressman Todd Akin, said today her total was the most money ever raised by a Missouri Senate candidate for that quarter. Akin's not yet released his fundraising figures and isn't required to do so until October 15th. Akin was holding a series of fundraisers today in Washington. McCaskill spent the past 2 days raising cash in New York. A program providing heating and energy assistance for low-income Missourians reports it should have enough funding to meet its winter demand through December. KBIA's Jasmine Bailey has this report.
The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program this week began accepting applications. The program provides either the one-time energy assistance payment or the Energy Crisis Intervention Program, which gives up to $800 based on specific needs. Mindy Garrett is the Northeast Missouri Emergency Services Coordinator. She says assistance can come quickly to those in need.
We have 30 days to process any LIHEAP application that is non-crisis. And on the crisis, we just have to have the application processed. Someone's already off. We have 48 hours to process those applications.
Anyone interested in the program can fill out an application and mail or drop it off to the nearest Missouri Community Action Agency. October is the month of open assistance for the elderly and disabled. Other residents can apply on November 1st. Jasmine Bailey, KBIA News.
Republican Senate candidate Todd Akin is again drawing attention for comments about abortion, this time 4 years ago, saying that doctors are giving abortions to women who are not actually pregnant. The Republican congressman from suburban St. Louis made the remark in a 2008 House speech. The video is being recirculated on the Internet as Akin campaigns against Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill. In 1979, an Illinois physician had his license suspended after being accused of performing abortions on women who weren't pregnant. But a Planned Parenthood spokesperson in Missouri called Akin's assertion ridiculous and an example of how he's out of touch with women. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.
This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tongakar. Missouri officials say the former head of an artificial sweetener company has agreed to return from California to face charges of theft and securities fraud stemming from a failed factory project. Bruce Cole was chairman and CEO of Mamtech US Inc. The company received $39 million of industrial development bonds from the city of Moberly to build a sweetener plant. Cole is charged in Missouri with using bond revenues to avoid foreclosure on his Beverly Hills home and misleading investors about his company's financial health. The Office of Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster says Cole waived extradition during a California court appearance today. Construction on the Moberly project was halted after a bond payment was missed last year. The state had offered $17 million worth of incentives, but none were paid. Higher education funding and the state budget were the dominant topics in last night's state Senate debate between incumbent Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer and his Democratic challenger, Representative Mary Still. Debating on the University of Missouri campus, Still, who's also a member of the State House Appropriations Education Committee, said that Schaefer's not holding up his end.
In the 4 years that he has, or 3 years that he's been head of appropriations, funding, state funding for this university has gone down $23 million.
Senator Schaefer, who's currently chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, fired back.
People can say whatever they want to say, but do you have the right people in the right position, and do they have the right skill set to make sure that they're not just there lobbing bombs at everybody for one political party, but they're actually there making relationships with people that down the road they can work with to get those things like funding for the University of Missouri.
Still also denied reports that she allegedly bribed former Representative Nancy Copenhaven, who's also a Democrat, to back out of the 47th District primary in August. When an audience member asked Still if the bribe allegations were true, the atmosphere turned tense.
I certainly was not in a position, nor did I offer anybody any money. I have my own campaign I'm trying to fund. That is not true.
The reports surfaced after Mike Martin of the Columbia Heartbeat blog said he received an email from Copenhaven saying Still had offered her money to switch districts. Still and Schaefer are vying for a 4-year term in the newly created Senate District 19, which covers parts of Boone and Cooper counties. And for KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.